the bearded clam. Yes, the ultimate delicacy. Yeah. Some good eating. Alive! A living, breathing thing! Something that'll probably the most powerful animal around. It can lead a 200-pound man to do anything at once. Bring him to his knees. Make him shout for joy. Or break him like a shotgun. The bearded clam. I remember my first introduction. God, it was hideous. It was at a high school dance. I'll never forget her. I wonder if she's still alive. Our chaperone was Mrs. Schneller. And, I didn't know it at the time, but she kind of fancied me. She was a widow woman. Lord knows how long it had been. She took me aside, allegedly to help her with the punch bowl. She said, Nino, you're such a strong and lithe young man. Would you come with me to the kitchen? And as I followed Mrs. Schneller, I saw those fishnet stockings she was wearing. Stretched to the max! She kicked shut the kitchen door, crammed underneath in one of them door wedges. She said, come here.
I said, Mrs. Schneller, don't you think we should be getting back to the dance? They're getting pretty low on punch out there.
She said, come here, son. Next thing I knew, I felt one of her moist hands in the back of my head. I said, gee, Mrs. Schneller, I'm not really sure that I really... Oh. Next thing you know, everything went dark. Mrs. Schneller began to undulate. As I perfected the art of breathing through my ears at an early age.
God. I didn't know what was happening, but I knew that it would happen again in life. Mrs. Schneller had opened the door to me to a new discovery. A meal that you can eat 1,000 times. And it's still just as fresh. Just as compelling. Just as zesty. As the first snack.
She finally pushed me away. I was like, like a diver breaking the surface, screaming for air. My lungs on fire. I realized then she didn't even drop trowel. She just had a big old tear in them fish nets, allowing me access. She said, all right, grab the punch bowl. Still visibly shaken, I returned to the dance. Dolores Del Vecchio came up to me. She said, Nino, what's the matter? Your face. It's got all those crisscrosses on it. I said, when I was in the kitchen, I banged my face on the waffle iron. She said, oh, that explains a little bit of syrup you got hanging off the end of your nose. Yeah.
How's this for Saturday morning cartoon?